الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, tonight we are in Sydney. Let's make a good intention first that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. Intention of mu'min is better than action. Mu'min ki niyat uske amal se behtar hoti hai. So let's start with a good intention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we heard, the niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. So we'll make an intention that for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, we'll sit here, we'll listen all bayan, all ishtima from the start till end, inshallah azza wa jal. Also make intention that we'll listen the bayan with the conscious attention, tawajjuh ke saath sunenge, and also make intention that we'll try to refrain ourselves to usage of mobile also, inshallah. So mobile se bachte hue inshallah bayan sunenge. There are so many blessings of Durood-e-Pak, beautiful stories written in the books of virtues of Durood-e-Pak. Today, inshallah, I will present a very beautiful story which happened in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man hunted a deer. He caught it and was walking within it. As he was passing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave the deer the power to speak. And the deer, وہ ہرن جو ہے رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے سے جب گزر رہا ہے شکاری اس کو لے کر جا رہا ہے It said, O messenger of Allah عز و جل I have a small suckling children. They are hungry. Please tell this hunter to release me. Look at the listening power of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم understanding the voice and the talking of deer also. And Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Holy Prophet said to that deer, what if you do not return? Kya guarantee hai? Kya zamanat hai ki tum wapis aaogi? The deer replied, if I do not return, then may the curse of Allah azza wa jal be upon me, just like it is upon the person who does not recite durood upon you when you are mentioned. میں واپس نہ آؤں تو وہ چور ایسی لعنت جیسی اس شخص پر لعنت ہوتی ہے یا رسول اللہ جو آپ کا نام سنے اور آپ پر درود نہ پڑھے then اور as it is upon a person who offers صلاة but does not pray afterwards آقا مجھ پر ایسی لعنت ہو جیسی اس شخص پر لعنت ہوتی ہے کہ جو نماز پڑھے اور دعا نہ مانگے then رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم instructed the hunter to release the deer and that he was responsible for it. فرمایا میں ضمانت دیتا ہوں یہ واپس آئے گی اسے چھوڑ دو. Then the hunter released the deer and after a while it fed its children and then returned. رسول پاک سے promise کیا تھا that's why the deer will return. In the court of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جبریل امین came and he said O messenger of Allah Allah Azza wa Jal sends his salam and says, I swear by my honor and greatness, I am more merciful upon your followers than this deer is towards his children. Ya Rasulullah, Allah aap par salam irshad farmata hai. Farmata hai, main aapki ummat par isse zyada meherban hoon, jitni ye hiran jo hai apne bachon par meherban. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I will return your followers to you the way this deer has returned to you اے محبوب میں قیامت کے دن تمہاری امت تم پر لوٹا دوں گا جس طرح یہ ہرن واپس لوٹ کر آئی ہے and in Nuzhat al-Majalis some more extra is written in Nuzhat al-Majalis the hunter released the deer and became a Muslim جب اس شکاری نے یہ سارا ماجرہ دیکھا کہ یہ کمال ہے مصطفیٰ علیہ السلام کا what an excellence that deer talking with him he understanding he also give the guarantee and the deer come on the time, and that see this mu'jiza, that particular hunter become a Muslim. And this beautiful story teach us, we learn with this beautiful story that what is the importance of Durood-e-Pak. Whenever the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in front of us, we must recite Durood-e-Pak. So please, my dear Islamic brothers, don't take it easy that, okay, if I don't recite Durood-e-Pak, then nothing will happen. But you learn in this story that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ki lanat hoti hai, curse on them, whenever they listen the name of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they don't recite the Durood. So inshallah, make intention that from now onwards, whenever we listen the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will recite Durood-e-Pak inshallah. So recite Durood-e-Pak now. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. We'll listen or we'll speak about the very historical event. Even if anybody wants to make a history or want to write a history of Islam, without this incident or without this story, it's not possible to write down the history of Islam, because it's very important. And we can say that this is a turning point on the history of Islam, on the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the incident is the conquest of Makkah. I mean the Fath-e Makkah. So we'll listen about that beautiful story, because so many youngsters with us, and we must know about the history of Islam. When we discuss about the First World War, the Second World War, the so many wars in all over the world, and so many historical events about the world. But because we are Muslim, we know about the history of Islam, that what happened in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the main event. Whenever we talk about the Fath-e Makkah, there are so many stories behind it. Actually, at the time of his migration, when Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam take hijrat from Makkah-e-Pak to Madinah-e-Munawwara, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam bade farewell to his beloved motherland at night in a state of utmost distress, along with his loyal and faithful friend Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam glanced on the Holy Kaaba and saying the following words before setting off for Medina, "O Makkah, I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, in my sight, you are the dearest to me out of all cities of the world. If my tribe had not exalted me, I would have never left you. Ay Makkah, tu mere liye duniya ki sabse behtareen jagah hai. Agar yahan ke log mujhe na nikalte, to main tujhe chhod kar na jata." Bade gham mein, bade dukh mein, sadness mein, he left the place of his birth, the city where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years of his life. Try to understand the importance of Makkah Mukarrama. Pyare Aqa Ali Salatu Wassalam ne pasand kiya is duniya ko 63 years. 63 years life span hai mere Aqa Ali Salatu Wassalam ki is duniya mein. Phir Hayat-e-Tayyibah yakinan jari hai, magar jo zahiri apparent life hai for 63 years. And out of those 63 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent 53 years in Makkah-e-Mukarrama. And now it's the time to migrate. And nobody knows that at that time, it's not beyond imagination, that the one who is departing farewell in such a condition of dejection will return back to the city of Makkah after only 8 years, with dignity and rank of a great conqueror, with utmost honor, and will enter the holy home of Allah Azza wa Jal, elevating with the elegance and eminence of his prostration. Koi nahi soch sakta tha ki is hal mein Makkah ko chhodne wale 8 saal mein shaan o shaukat ke saath phir Makkah mein tashreef layenge. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, 10th of Ramadan, 8th Hijri, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mobilized the blessed army of 10,000 and moved towards Makkah. While departing Madinah Munawwara, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the blessed companions were in the state of fast. Sabke roze the. But when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached the place called Qudayd, he asked for water and openly drank in sitting on his horse while showing this to entire army. Sabko bataya ki aaj roza tod diya jaye, roza break kar diya jaye, because we are in the travel and we are going to going towards the war. So sare sahaba ikram ne pani piya and they broke the fast. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then entered in Makkah Mukarrama. The first thing that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was the following announcement. In all over the world, there is no example like that. That the city conquer without having a sword, without any blood. Bagair kisi talwar uthaye, bagair kisi ladai ke, pura shahar fatah ho gaya. Because Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam jab fauj lekar Makkah Pak mein dakhil hue, sabke dilon par haibat tari ho gayi, everybody trembled. And what a beautiful announcement Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave on that day. He announced that the one who surrendered his weapon, he will be kept secured. The one who shut down this door will be kept secured. The one who entered Kaaba will be kept secured. Jo Kaabe mein dakhil ho jaye uske liye aman hai. Jo apne hathiyar niche rakh de uske liye aman hai. Are jo ghar mein dakhil ho jaye, enter his house or shut the door, darwaza band kar le, uske liye bhi aman hai. Then on this occasion, Sayyidina Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala no suggested, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, actually Abu Sufyan is proud for his chief. Wo being a chief jo hai, wo proud feel karta hai, sardar hai wo apne kabile ka. Please allow some distinctive privilege to him. Kuch iske liye bhi aisa elan kar dein ki ye bhi apni izzat bacha le. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on response on that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the one who enters the home of Abu Sufyan will also be kept secured. Abu Sufyan ke ghar mein koi dakhil ho jaye, uske liye bhi aman hai. Yani basically, what is the theme behind that? Try to understand that some people are saying that Islam is propagated, or Islam is go from all over the world with the sword. Islam is not propagated with the sword. Islam talwar ke zor par nahi phaila. Islam, alhamdulillah, we find Islam in all over the world. And because of the peace, because of the love, because of the forgiveness, maafi karke, muhabbaton ke zariye, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Islam ko phailaya. Then, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah as a conqueror, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was riding upon his she camel Qaswa, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wearing a black colored imama mubarak. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam proceeded to Baitullah Sharif, riding on his she camel and making Sayyiduna Usama bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala sit behind him. Sayyiduna Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala no, and the key holder of the Kaaba, Sayyiduna Usman bin Talha Hajabi radiyallahu ta'ala no. At that time, 360 idols were present in the row inside the Kaaba. Kaabe ke andar 360 but maujood the. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up himself and started demolishing the idols with the edge of the stick. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding while reciting the verse of the Quran, Jal haq wa zahaq al batil. The translation, the truth has reached and the falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is out to vanish. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, yahan ek bada khoobsurat madani phool seekhne ko mil raha hai. Ke Kaabe mein 360 but the. Iska matlab ye hua ke jo cheez Kaabe mein ho, jo cheez wahan par ho aur wo har waqt theek ho, ye zaruri nahi hai. Theek hai, Allah tbarak wa taala ki mashiyat hi aisi hai ke 360 idols in that time on the Kaaba. Jo kuffar Makkah the, they are used to make tawaf naked, nange hokar tawaf karte the. To kya wo theek the? Kya Allah unhe rok nahi sakta tha? To agar Kaabe mein kuch hota hai, Haramain Tayyibain mein kuch hota hai, aur jo log ye kehte hain ke janab, if there is happening in Makkah Mukarrama, in Madina Munawwara, always good. So what's happening before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To ye understand karne walon ke liye baat hai. Then all those idols that were placed inside the Kaaba, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered for them to be removed. When the Kaaba was eventually purified from all the idols, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went inside the Kaaba. And Sayyiduna Usama bin Zaid, Sayyiduna Bilal, and Sayyiduna Usama bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and recited takbir in all corners and also offered 2 rakat of salah. Try to imagine kitna khoobsurat ye scene hoga ki Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam apne sahaba ke saath Kaabe ke andar dakhil ho rahe hain. Kaabe mein dakhil hokar takbir de rahe hain. Wo Kaaba, wo Makkah, jisse bade sadness ke saath aap Madina Munawwara gaye the, magar now they return with that particular dignity. Ab kya hota hai? Then when he sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of the Kaaba, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Usama bin Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and handed over the key of the Kaaba to him and said, now take this key and it will remain with you forever. Only he who is an oppressor will snatch this key from you. Jo wo zalim hoga jo tumse ye chabi lega, warna ab qiyamah tak tumhare saath aur tumhari aal ke saath ye Kaabe ki chabi rahegi. Then after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted the first general congregation in the home of Allah azza wa jal, which not only contained a great number of Muslim soldiers but many prominent figures of infidels and pagans also attended it. Sardarane Quraysh bhi the, kuffar bhi the, aur ab Nabiye Pak alaihi salatu wasalam ne jo bayan farmaya tareekh mein golden words ke andar, that beautiful sermon, that beautiful congregation will return. Mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam ne farmaya that, O people of Makkah, do you know how I'm going to treat you today? You know, oppressors, bade bade zalim samne khade the. What they say, listening to this alarming and fearful question, all the unbelievers became confounded and began to tremble with fear. But after observing the prophetic gesture of the merciful Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what they said? They collectively said, Akhun Kareem wa ibnu akhin kareem. Meaning, you are a kind brother and the son of a kind father. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, replied his compassionate manner, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. Fadhabu antum at-tulaqa. There is no charge unto you all. Go, you all free. Give them maafi, give them forgiveness. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aam maafi ka elan farma diya. Aur usme kaise kaise oppressor the, kaise kaise zalim the, jinhone kitne mazalim dhaaye the. But after that muafi, after that announcement, after that forgiveness, what happened? Subhanallah, such an unexpected and sudden merciful reply caused the eyes of the criminals to well up tears. The slogans of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah released the tons of infidels that protected a spiritual cover all around the Kaaba. Such an amazing revolution took place in the hearts of the unbelievers that the whole environment had changed. Bade bade sardar, bade bade Quraysh ke wo log jo dushman e Mustafa the, is maafi ke elan se kalma padh kar musalman ho gaye. What we learned, that agar, if we want to make a revenge, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that time, if we take a revenge, un logo ko murder karne ka, un logo ko kill karne ka order de dete, to wo log to chale jate, but unke bacche, unki aal, unke aane wali naslein, wo dushman e khuda, dushman e mustafa rehte, wo bhi revenge ki aag mein jalte. Magar on that muafi, on that forgiveness, ab wo log musalman hue, unki aane wali families, unki naslein, unke khandan, unke kabile, wo sare ke sare musalman ho gaye. To learn karne ko ye mila, chahe kitna bada koi zulm kyun na kare, kitna bada hamara heart broke kyun na kare, magar agar hum Allah ki rida ke liye use muaf kar dein, hum use forgive kar dein, to wo muhabbat mein tabdeel ho jati hai. Wo jo dushmani hai, wo jo revenge ki aag hai, the fire of revenge jo hai, wo love mein tabdeel ho jati hai, usme change ho jati hai. Hame ye baat learn karni hai mere meethe pyare islami bhaiyon. That is that event, all actually Allah tbarak wa taala already, you know, ghaib ki khabar dete hue, the knowledge of unseen dete hue, Quran Majeed Furqan ne Hamid ne pehle hi irshad farma diya tha ki fath e makkah ko naseeb hona hai. Subhanallah, the prediction and glad tidings of the conquest of Makkah are mentioned in few verses of the Holy Quran. In Surah Al-Nasr, Allah Azza wa Jal says, beautiful translation, when the help and victory of Allah come and you see people entering the religion of Allah in multitudes, afwaja, fauj dar fauj dakhil honge, farmaya, then proclaim the purity of your Rabb while praising him and seek forgiveness from him. Indeed, he is the most acceptor of repentance. Subhanallah, ye ayat jo hai, goya itla de rahi hai ki fath-e makkah hogi, tumhe ek fatah naseeb hogi aur aisi fatah naseeb hogi, afwaja, multiple tadad mein faujon ki fauje musalman hongi. Try to understand, for those pyare aqa ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced forgiveness, wo kaun log the? Unke koi chote guna nahi the. Kaun kaun the usme? Those people, if we consider the issue deeply, we will find that there were so many tyrants of the Quraysh present. there was who had frequently pelted stones at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them were also those ferocious tyrants who had attempted to martyr the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam many times. And those merciless oppressors were also present there who had martyred the blessed teeth and smeared the entire enlightened face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his holy blood. Chehre ko lahu luhan karne wale, قاتلانہ حملے کرنے والے, پتھر برسانے والے, راستے میں کانٹے بچھانے والے, پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے بلبڈ انکل سید الشہداء سید الحفظہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو مدینہ منورہ آ کر مارٹرٹ کرنے والے, صحابہ اکرام علی مردوان کو مارٹرٹ کرنے والے, حضرت بلال حبشی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت خباب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, اینڈ سو مینی صحابہ پر اتنا آپریس, اتنا ظلم کرنے والے کہ تپتے صحرا میں, ہاٹ ویدر آف مکہ, اور اس کے اندر جب صحرا ہو, ڈیزرٹ ہو, ڈیزرٹ کے اوپر اگر کسی کو لٹا دیا جائے 50 degree 60 degree ٹیمپریچر, اور those are the oppressors, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give forgiveness for all. So that is the lesson for us, that sometime somebody disheart us, they misbehave with us, but we are not ready to forgive him. My dear Islamic brothers, this is Islam. This is the knowledge of Islam. This is the talib of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us that how we spend our life, how we do the work in all over the world. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madri channel, the companion, look at, it is not the first time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's happened many times. Ye ek waqia nahi hai. If you try to learn the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the history of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's happened many times. The companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated, once I was walking alongside the beneficent and the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he was wearing a Najrani shawl, very beautiful shawl, with thick, rough edges. Suddenly a Bedouin, a gaon ka baddu, a villager, got hold of the shawl and pulled it with such a violent jerk, jhatke ke saath, usne chadar ko khencha, that it left a bruise on the blessed neck of the Sultan of the world, the beloved of Rabb, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. پیارے آقا کے کاندھے مبارک پر, نیک پر, گردن پر نشان پڑ گئے. اتنی جرک کے ساتھ, جھٹکے کے ساتھ اس بیڈوئن نے, اس بدو نے کھینچا. Then the beloved of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم watch him with the smile کے ساتھ میرے آقا نے اسے دیکھا. And what he said to رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, order that I be given a share from the wealth that Allah عز و جل has given under your custody, کہ آپ مجھے بھی اللہ کی طرف سے جو آپ کو ملا اس میں سے حصہ دیجئے, آرڈر کیجئے. لک ایٹ دا وے ٹو ٹاک. بٹ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم ٹرنڈ ہز اٹینشن ٹوورڈز ہم اینڈ اسمائلڈ اینڈ آرڈرڈ دیٹ ہی گیون سم ویلتھ, ان کو بھی کچھ حصہ دے دو. اپنے صحابہ سے کہا انہیں بھی کچھ مال غنیمت سے دے دو. نتھنگ ہارش, کوئی ڈانٹا نہیں, کوئی جھڑکا نہیں. آج ہماری کوئی ویلیو نہیں ہے. لک ایٹ دا اسٹیٹس آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. But if we have some wealth or some status and anybody displeases us, somebody, you know, not talking with us with the manner, how we replied with them, ہم کس طرح ان سے بات کرتے ہیں جب ہمارے ساتھ کوئی harsh word کا استعمال کرتا ہے. یہی تو وقت ہے صبر کرنے کا. This is the time of patience. یہی وہ وقت ہے اپنی پیاری حسن اخلاق کی ادا کو ادا کرنے کا, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی habit کو follow کرنے کا. یہی تو time ہے. My dear Islamic brothers, once another time, that in Sirat Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very beautiful kitab which is published by Dawat Islami, also you can find from the Maktabatul Madina, or you can download it from our website dawatislami.net. in that book, once during journey, the eminent and respected Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asleep, and meanwhile Ghawras bin Haris, he was that time, he was not a believer, actually wo kafir tha, or seized his sword and took it out of the sheath, میان سے تلوار نکالی, and with intent to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آرام کر رہے ہیں, nobody around him, no guards at all, and only the Ghawras is there and have a sword in his hand. And what happened next? When the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he saw the Ghawras on his near him and have a sword in his hand. Then the Ghawras said, who will save you from me, with the proud, with takabbur ke saath, ab aapko mujhse kaun bachayega? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, only one word, nothing else. Sirf ek lafz farmaya, Allah. Just. But you know, who said that word? Rasulullah, Mahbub-e Khuda. When he said Allah, the sword in the hand of Ghawras, uske haath se wo talwari gir gayi. And he trembled. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki jab wo awaaz suni, the sword dropped from his hand. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seized the sword and asked to him now, O Ghawras, now who will save you from me? Ab tumhe mujhse kaun bachayega? Allah. Ghor kijiye. He is here to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have chance to make revenge. But after asking him, now who will save you? O Ghawras. Then Ghawras said, look who said, pleadingly implored, request, mujhe maaf kar dein. Please give me one more chance for my life. Mujhe maaf kar dein, aap bade kareem hain, aap bade meherban hain. Allah Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam let him go and forgive him. Pyare aqa ne usse maaf farma diya. Jab Ghawras apni qaum mein gaya, when the Ghawras returned to his tribe, he told them that he had returned from a person who is the best person amongst the whole of mankind. Maine aisa shakhs zindagi mein nahi dekha. Main aisi shakhsiyat se milkar aaya hoon jo sari duniya mein aisa koi aur nahi hai. Mere aqa use qatl farma dete, kya wo ye jawab deta? Kya wo ye answer deta? Are maaf karke dilon ko jeetna seekho. Forgive karke dilon mein enter hona seekho. Agar nafrat ko mohabbat mein badalna chahte hain to aap forgiveness ki aadat banaye. Soft ho jaye. اپنے دل کو بڑا کیجئے, بگ ہارٹ کیجئے اور مسلمانوں کے ساتھ رہنا سیکھئے. کس کس واقعے کی نشاندہی کروں, کون کون سی سٹوری ان دی لائف آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں ڈسکرائب کروں. سبحان اللہ, ڈیورنگ غزوہ احد, ون آف دا بلیسڈ ٹوتھ آف دا سلطان آف مدینہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم واز مارٹرڈ بروکن اینڈ ہز فیس واز آلسو واؤنڈڈ, بٹ دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سیڈ نتھنگ ٹو دیم ایکسیپٹ اللہم اہدی قومی فإنہم لا یعلمون. او اللہ عز و جل گائیڈ مائی پیپل فار دے آر ان اویئر آف می. اے اللہ یہ مجھے جانتے نہیں ہیں, انہیں معاف فرما دے, انہیں ہدایت عطا فرما. پیارے آقا کی زبان پر یہ جاری تھا. ونس لبید بن عاصم کاسٹڈ اے میجیکل اسپیل آن دا ریسپیکٹڈ اینڈ ریورڈ پروفیٹ, بٹ دا مرسی آف یونیورس صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ڈڈ ناٹ ٹیک اینی ریونج فرام ہم. فردر ہی آلسو پارڈنڈ دا جیو who had poisoned him. پیارے آقا نے اپنے آپ کو زہر دینے والے کو, اپنے اوپر پر جادو کرنے والوں کو پتا بھی چل گیا کس نے کیا تھا, مگر نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے فورگیو کر دیا. آج ہمیں پتا کچھ نہیں ہوتا, ہمیں شک ہوتا ہے اس نے کچھ کروایا ہے اور ہم اسی سے ریونج لینا شروع کر دیتے ہیں, حالانکہ بعض اوقات یہ غلط ہوتا ہے. ہمیں پتا بھی نہیں ہوتا کسی نے کنفرم ہمارے خلاف کچھ کیا ہے, بٹ وی آر ریڈی ٹو ریونج, بٹ وی آر ریڈی ٹو فائٹ آلویز. اینڈ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نوز that who gave him poison, who make up, you know, magic on him, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pardon him, forgive for them. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the teaching of Islam, this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, the mother of the believers. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha said that her noble husband Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam ke bare mein kya farmati hai, the one bestowed with the mi'raj, the most beloved of Allah azza wa jal, would neither utter foul language out of habit, nor would he do it as a formality, neither was the amongst the people who hold her in the marketplace, nor would he return an evil act with evil, he would rather forgive and tolerate. کبھی برائی کا بدلہ برائی سے نہیں دیا, کبھی کسی پر برے الفاظ استعمال نہیں کیے. دیکھیں گھر کی خاتون, پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی جو مبارک زوجہ ہیں, بی بی عائشہ ہماری مدر ہیں, وہ فرما رہی ہیں, گھر کے اندر سے بات آ رہی ہے کہ ہمیشہ نرم, معاف کرنے والے, برائی کا بدلہ بھی اچھائی سے دینے والے. سبحان اللہ, that is the attitude of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. A person came into the court of Holy Prophet once and said, O Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, how often should we forgive our servants? May there are so many brothers have servants, ہمارے پاس employees ہوتے ہیں, لیکن رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے کسی نے پوچھا کہ ایک دن میں اپنے غلام کو کتنی بار معاف کرنا چاہیے, اتنی غلطیاں کرتے ہوں گے. سبحان اللہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم remained silent. He iterated it again. He repeated the question again. O Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, how often should we forgive our servants? رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied 70 times. 70 بار معاف کرنا پڑے 70 بار معاف کر دو. یہ ہے اسلام کی تعلیمات. اور علماء اس کی انٹرپریٹیشن میں بیان کرتے ہیں کہ 70 ٹائمز ایکچولی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ دا نمبر آف 70 ٹائم ان عربک لینگویج اٹس امپلائز فار دا سیورل ٹائم, یعنی جتنی بار ہو سکے زیادہ سے زیادہ معافی کرو. دیٹ از دا میننگ آف دیٹ حدیث پاک. سبحان اللہ عز و جل. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhya, we all are here and we all need forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. We all need palace in heaven. Everybody needs it. Hum sab chahte hain ki jannat mein ghar mil jaye. Hum sab ki khwahish hai ki hamara jo hisab hai, accountability hai on the day of judgment, wo aasani ke saath, easiness ke saath ho jaye. Everybody of need is. Please listen carefully. Companion Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala no narrated, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal said, whoever has three things, Allah Azza wa Jal will take his account with ease and will enter him in paradise. Then I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are those things? Listen carefully, but make intention now, before listening this. Sunne se pehle niyat kar lo, ke inshallah, we'll try to practice those three things in our life, inshallah. Because teen hi to cheeze hain, only three things. If we practice in our life, what is the inam, what is the reward? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever has three things, Allah azza wa jal will take his account with ease and will enter him in paradise. Are yahi to hame chahiye ki hamara hisab kitab na ho, humse poocha na jaye aur jannat mein dakhil kar diya jaye. Only the three things. Number one, mend relations with those who try to break off ties with you. Unse rishta jodo jo tumse kata taluk karte hain. What we are practicing today, no, we are not going them. No, towards them, because they are not inviting us. Because they are not inviting us, that's why we are not inviting them. We are not going towards them. They don't give us gift, that's why we don't give them gift. Ye humne aadat bana li, humne rishtedariyan tod di for small reasons. From now onwards, make intention that inshallah will tie our all relators with us, inshallah. Hum muhabbaton ko aur badhayenge. Jo rishtedari todne wale hain, hum unse jodenge. Number two, endow those who deprive you. فرمایا جو تمہیں محروم کرے تم اسے عطا کرو. نمبر ٹو, جو محروم کرے اسے تم عطا کرو. ہم سم ٹائم کسی کو گفٹ اس لیے نہیں دیتے, وہ ہمیں گفٹ نہیں دیتا, ہمیں اپنی دعوت میں نہیں بلایا, ہم بھی نہیں بلاتے, وہ محروم کر رہا ہے. ہمیں تو جنت چاہیے نا. وی نیڈ پیراڈائز, وی نیڈ فور گیونیس فرام اللہ عز و جل. سو آلویز گیو دم. اور وہ جو محروم کرے تم اسے عطا کرو. تھرڈ تھنگ فرمایا, فور گیو دوز ہو آر انجسٹ ٹوورڈز یو. جو تم پر ظلم کرے اسے معاف کر دو. تو آلویز بی ہمبل, آلویز بی ڈاؤن ٹو ارتھ, آلویز بی پولائٹ, ٹالرنٹ, اور معاف کرنے والے بنیے, فورگیو کرنے والے بنیے. اللہ تبارک و تعالی برکت عطا فرمائے گا. سبحان اللہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل آنسر. ونس سیدنا ابو دردہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے اسٹیج, آئی ریکویسٹ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, ٹیل می اے ڈیڈ دیٹ ول ٹیک می ٹو ہیون. Beautiful question. Everybody needs the answer for that question. Koi aisa amal bata dijiye ki jannat mein dakhil ho jaun. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give very long list that those 20 verses do it and then you go enter the heaven. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered in a one word, in a one sentence. What he say? Avoid getting angry and heaven is for you. Gussa karna chhod do, jannat tumhare liye hai. Look at the easy way to enter in heaven. And we are ready to revenge, we are ready to fight, we are ready to, you know, make a punishment to everybody. Try to give forgiveness, try to be polite. Maafi ke dar guzar ki zindagi guzaro aur jannat hasil kar lo. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, look at the habits of our ancestor. Theek hai, Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke bare mein aapne suna. Now listen few stories of our ancestor, our aslaf, our buzurgane deen, our sahaba ikram ali muridwan. Subhanallah. ان کی نیا سعادت حجت الاسلام امام محمد بن محمد غزالی علی رحمت اللہ الوالی states a person talked in a bad way to امیر المومنین سیدنا عمر بن عبدالعزیز رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He's a leader of Muslim Ummah on that time. How he replied? He bowed his head and said, do you want me to be angry so that shaitan will entangle me in arrogance of my power and my exercise in justice on you? And on the day of judgment, you will seek recompense for it from me. It just won't happen. He radiyallahu ta'ala said that and remained silent. Main shaitan ki baaton mein nahi aaunga. Abhi ghussa kar lunga, qiyamah ke din tum pe badla loge mujhse. Apne aap ko
انہوں نے قابو کیا. سبحان اللہ. Once a person swore at سیدنا سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, گالی دی. Look at the status of صحابی رسول سیدنا سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He replied, if on the day of judgment, look at the reply, look at the treat, how he replied. He replied, if on the day of judgment, my scale of sinful deeds is heavier than that of my good deeds, then I am worse than what you have called me. اگر میرے گناہوں کا پلڑا بھاری ہے, نیکیاں تھوڑی ہیں جو تم نے کہا ہے, میں تو اس سے بھی زیادہ برا. And if it is lighter, گناہ کم ہے نیکیاں زیادہ ہیں, then I do not care what you just called me. مجھے پھر تمہارے کہنے کی پروائی کوئی نہیں. Not replied. ہم تو ایک گالی دے, we'll try to give them 7 گالیاں. Oh, 7 بار اس کو برا بھلا کہیں گے, اس کی نسلوں کو خراب کر دیں گے. What is our, you know, attitude right now? Look at the state of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. He is a person, he is a sahabi. Afdalul bashr ba'dal anbiya. تمام انبیاء کے بعد جو افضل ترین ہستی ہیں وہ سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہیں. The friend of رسول اللہ, یار غار بھی ہیں, یار مزار بھی ہیں. مگر ان کا ایٹیٹیوڈ کیا تھا, اسٹیٹس ذرا ذہن میں رہے, دین ٹرائی ٹو ریئلائز ہاؤ ہی ہز ایٹیٹیوڈ ان ہز لائف. دیٹ اے پرسن واز اوپنلی اینڈ بلیٹنٹلی اسپیکنگ بیڈلی اباؤٹ سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, اینڈ ہی واز ناٹ سیئنگ اینی تھنگ In retaliation, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked why he was not saying anything. He radiyallahu ta'ala replied, I am not aware of any of his bad habits. To speak ill of him, why should I indulge in a major sin by slandering him? Mujhe iski koi burai pata hi nahi hai, to main kaise iske bare mein bura bolu aur bura keh ke guna kabira mein ikhtiyar kar lu. Look at these are the ways. Ye andaaz hota tha jab koi bura behave karta tha. But please, ہمیں بھی اپنی ہیبٹس کو, اپنی عادتوں کو ٹھیک کرنا ہوگا. اے اپنے بچوں کی امی سے لڑنے والوں, اے اپنے چلڈرن پر ظلم کرنے والوں, اے اپنے فیملی پر سختیاں کرنے والوں, غور سے سنو, اسلام اس بات کی تعلیم نہیں دیتا. آپ کی بچوں کی امی بھی انسان ہے, شی از آلسو اے ہیومن بینگ. آلویز ٹریٹ ود ہم پولائٹلی. اگر اس سے کوئی مسٹیک ہو گئی ہے, کوئی بات نہیں, آپ سے نہیں ہوگی مسٹیک, کہ ہم سے مسٹیکس نہیں ہوتی. وائی وی آر ریڈی ٹو فائٹ ایوری ٹائم, وائی وی آر وانٹ ٹو ریونج ایوری ٹائم. Try to forgive the mistakes of the people. اور اس امید کے ساتھ حدیث پاک کا خلاصہ ہے, جو معاف نہیں کرتا وہ معاف نہیں کیا جاتا, جو رحم نہیں کرتا وہ رحم نہیں کیا جاتا. Companion of سیدنا جریر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrated that the most eminent prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy, whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. اسے معاف نہیں کیا جائے گا. اگر مجھے معاف نہ کیا گیا, ہم کہاں جائیں گے؟ معاف کیجئے, درگزر کیجئے, لڑائی جھگڑا چھوڑ دیجئے, ریونج ختم کیجئے. اٹس ناٹ اے ٹیچنگ آف اسلام. اگر کوئی ہمارے ساتھ برا کر دے, کوئی بات نہیں, ہمیں جنت میں جانا ہے, ہمیں اللہ کو راضی کرنا ہے. معاف کر کے اللہ سے ریکویسٹ کرو, او اللہ عز و جل, آئی فورگیو ہم فور یور سیک, یا اللہ پلیز فورگیو مائی سنز. اپنے رب سے مانگو نا, پھر دیکھو وہ رب کریم کیسی عطائیں فرماتا ہے. وہ معاف فرمانے والا ہے, وہ ارحم الراحمین ہے. A beautiful dua will recited on the Shab-e Qadr. Beautiful dua. Please understand the meaning. Allahumma innaka afuwwun. اے اللہ تو معاف کرنے والا ہے. You are a big forgiver. تحب العفو. You love forgive. فاعفو عنی. اے اللہ مجھے بھی معاف کر. Please forgive my sins. یا غفور. اے معاف کرنے والے. اے مغفرت دینے والے. Try to understand. This is the teachings of Islam. Today that bayan. If think about, look at the way, agar iske bare mein sochna shuru kare, if you think all about this, that every Muslim have a heart like this, to forgive everybody, to be humble with the brothers, what a beautiful, you know, family, what a beautiful environment will create in all over the world. And that is the teaching of Islam. Please, Musalman aisa hona chahiye ke dur se dekhkar, from far, everybody understand, yes, this is the true Muslim, is the smiley face with the humble attitude. Always forgive, not anger, not fighter. Why we want to introduce ourselves as a revenger, as a fighter, as a you know, harsh man? Be polite. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always smile. Subhanallah. If you make a smile on your face, make an intention, this is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every time you smile, inshallah you take a reward from Allah azza wa jalla. Har bar sunnat ka sawab milega, jab jab aap muskurate rahenge. So alhamdulillah, this is the teaching of Dawat Islami also. Alhamdulillah, we are belong to Dawat Islami, which is a worldwide organization of Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami started about 34 years ago from the small area of Karachi, Pakistan. And now alhamdulillah, in such a 34 years, alhamdulillah, the message of Dawat Islami is spreaded all around the world. We already worked in 97 departments and our message is spreaded in about 200 countries of the world. So my message to all of you to come and join Dawat Islami, this is the message of love, message of peace, message of sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aim of Dawat Islami is the madani aim. I must rectify myself and the people of the whole world. This is the aim which is given by our Sheikh, Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. He's from Pakistan. He's our Sheikh. He started that organization, and because of his barakah, because of his blessing, now millions and millions followers, alhamdulillah, in all around the world. So we need to spread this message in Australia. Please be with us. Be punctual in every week Ijtima of Dawat Islami in Auburn Fazan Medina. We have center there right after Maghrib. So alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is working in all over the world. So I hope you will become punctual in our Ijtima inshallah Azza wa Jal to learn these beautiful prayers. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the strength to forgive our brothers. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us that attitude which please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi.